you're not going to have to see any changes in our district lines for these two elections. All right. We'll keep you updated on that after we get some great firsthand information from a knowledgeable expert in what we've been hearing about, and I think people are fascinated about. Joining us by phone, live from the Hawaiian Islands, Professor of Geology and Volcanology at the University of Hawaii at Hilo, Ken Han. Good morning, Dr. Han.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
I will tell you, after having my first visit to the Hawaiian Islands about 5 or 6 years ago, and walking across then a old lava flow from, I think, the 70s, at the park, I became even more fascinated by it. And watching the pictures of the current eruption, part of me just really wants to come back to Hawaii to actually see that going on. And yet part of it's kind of scary. So I thought maybe you could help us with a lot of those factors. I don't know if it's Kilauea itself, but the Hawaiian Islands are one of the most volcanically active places on the globe, are they not?
That's right. Kilauea volcano is probably the most active volcano in the world by the amount of lava that pours out of it. So all of the Hawaiian volcanoes, they differ from how most people think of volcanoes, right? We think of them as the kind of steep-sided, pointy volcanoes like Mount St. Helens was before it erupted in 1980. But our volcanoes are actually called shield volcanoes, and they occur in the middle of oceans. So like all of the great vacation spots you can think of out in the middle of the Pacific, Hawaii, Tahiti, the Marquesas, we're all ocean island shield volcanoes. And these volcanoes are created by repeated outpourings of very fluid basaltic lava and without much accompanying explosivity.
So what we see, I mean, on occasion we've seen some fairly spectacular pictures which look like the lava is shooting up, you know, several dozen feet in the air anyway, behind reporters and things like that we've seen. But the giant blast that we might be familiar with, that Hollywood likes to depict, or that we saw with the still photos that were captured of Mount St. Helens, that's not typical in the Hawaiian Islands.
That's right. Those big explosive blasts like that are not typical behavior. We have had some kind of minor explosions up at the summit of Kilauea volcano, but they're not of the same kind as those that you're thinking of from explosive volcanoes that would be around the Ring of Fire. Those are actually life-threatening eruptions. This is not one like that. Now, when you think about it, though, we pour out a lot of lava, and this particular eruption, the vents opened up beneath the subdivision, so they've done a lot of damage.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a 10-mile-long stream of lava that's flowing into the ocean.
Now,
so we've impacted a lot of people with this.
Yeah, I've heard actually, based on the reports I've been able to consume here in the mainland, that actually people are now getting cut off, that the major roads sometimes in and out of these areas get covered with lava, and they're actually having to be airlifted out of there. Is that right?
Well, that was a couple of weeks ago when this last big flow started. And yeah, there were roads that were cut off, and so people that had not actually evacuated in time, a few people had to be pulled out by helicopter, but most everybody drove out.
Okay.
And we have lost a lot of houses, so we're very concerned for the residents that have lost their homes and also for residents that can't get to their houses. But the officials and scientists continue to monitor this, and they continue to work with the people that still have homes in there to make sure that things stay as safe as possible.
So you mentioned safety, and obviously that's a concern. Like I indicated before you joined us, Dr. Han, this is one thing that unless a crevice opens up right underneath your property, I guess you can kind of see the lava flow coming. Does that give people a false sense that they can wait and they wait too long? Or how do people there react to that? Again, we have no experience with anything like this on the mainland.
Yeah, it's a bit different, but it's, you know, I think, you know, we're all kind of the same creatures at heart. We're reluctant to believe things are happening to us until they actually do. So most people will stay as long as they can and then leave, at the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
This, though, I think people have actually seen the severity of this and seen what it did to their neighbor's home. So people have really been good about evacuating out of here. It's a pretty serious situation in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But it has a very small impact on the island as a whole. Like, 99% of the island is not under lava flows right now, although if you watch the nightly news, you would think that 99% of it was being covered by lava flows.
Yeah, there was a good Facebook meme circulating about that a couple weeks ago, that, you know, what we think Hawaii looks like, and there's this giant pool of lava, and what Hawaii actually looks like, and it really is a tiny spot. So that's good news, and it begs the question, incredibly popular tourist destination from people across the world to come to the Hawaiian Islands. How is it impacting tourism? Should people that had plans change their plans, or what's the thinking there?
Well, I think the first thing I'd like to do is just reassure people that it's still perfectly safe to come to the island. And this is part of the news, like you said, like the people in the news want to get as close as possible to the eruption. But for a while there, they were getting in and having fountains behind them and things like that. And there are still spectacular fountains. They're going a couple hundred feet up in the air right now. But the average person is not allowed into that area, right? So those are the dangerous areas that are blocked off. The rest of the island is open. And as you know, most people like you are attracted to this island because of the chance of seeing volcanic activity. This is a historic eruption. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see an eruption like this.
Mm-hmm.
And so people can get to it, either their boat tours, so you can go out and see where the lava is going into the ocean, or you can still take helicopter tours and be able to see this river of lava that's going across there. It's about a 10-mile-long channel of lava. So it is really a unique opportunity to come and see that right now.
As it relates to some of the typical tourist spots around the Volcanoes National Park, for instance, is that all closed right now, however? So, I mean, you're obviously going to get, if you can't get into Volcanoes National Park, you can get on a boat or a ship and see water and lava pouring into the ocean, which you otherwise can never see. So it's probably a fair trade-off. But are there some places that people can't go where they might customarily want to?
Well, you're right about that a fair amount of the Hawaii Volcanoes National Park is closed to visitors right now because the summit is undergoing some subsidence related to withdrawal of this massive amount of lava that's going down lower on the volcano. But there's a southern extension of Hawaii Volcanoes National Park that is open. There are many other places on the island. The island is completely made of volcanic material, so over around the Kona Resorts, there's lava flows everywhere. There's an area in between Mauna Kea and Mauna Loa up above the saddle that would be a national park anywhere else in the world, but we just have so much lava that it's just part of our island, right? So there's lots of places to go explore and see volcanic features still, as well as get a chance to get a peek at this really historic eruption that's taking place.
Well, it sounds like an actually spectacular time if you can get over there then. And of course, the other islands are not being impacted at all. A lot of people like to island hop once they get there, so that also should be said that, this is not necessarily something that makes anybody need to change their plans. In fact, you might consider moving up plans if you were thinking about going in a couple of years.
Yeah, I think this is a pretty amazing time to visit. And, I just took my family for dinner out to the town of Pahoa, which is, as the crow flies, about 3 miles from the vent that's active right now.
Wow.
And, we had a wonderful time. We had dinner and just stepped out of the restaurant. And the entire southern sky is a glowing bright red, right?
Sure.
So it's just phenomenal kind of thing. It's an experience that you won't get anywhere else.
Where can folks, where's the best resource if folks just want to learn a little bit more about this? Are there webcams? Is there a website? Where can people learn more?
Well, there is an easy-to-go-to website called gohawaii.com that you can get information from. The Hawaiian Volcano Observatory also has a number of webcams, so if you go to the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory site, you can actually monitor the volcanic activity from there as well.
All right. Well, it looks cool. So the baseline is it's nature, it's spectacular, it's dangerous, but folks on the islands will be happy to make sure that everybody is safe, and you've got pretty much the residents all out of harm's way now.
Yeah, that's a good approximation of the situation.
All right. Well, I know you got other interviews to do. We don't want to keep you over time, but Dr. Han, thanks so much for spending a little time with us this morning.
Sure. It's been a pleasure talking to you, Tim.
All right. Good to talk to you. Take care. So, let's go to Hawaii. Man, I can't tell you.
I really want to.
I can't tell you how much I would love to. It was, that stuff has always fascinated me. And so mm-hmm. when we were there, some of you went along. On our station trip 5 or 6 years ago, whenever it was. And we went up to Volcanoes National Park. And by then there was no activity then. Actually, the cruise line that we had was like, well, you know, if there's any activity, we'll cruise around the island and you'll see it. But there was none, unfortunately. And all you could do is you could get just close enough to the crater at the summit there. And it was still steaming, and there was liquid lava way down in there somewhere. But even just walking across the lava flows was pretty, pretty incredible. So going out there now would be phenomenal. I'm almost certain that the lava flow we were working on was 1978. Is when they said that occurred. And that was minor compared to this. This is a fairly major eruption. So,
yeah.
So kind of cool stuff. So there you go. That's what you need to know about Hawaii. If you want to go, go. Nothing shut down other than areas that might be dangerous, but that's a pretty small area overall. We are going to open up the phone lines.